Children, can you imagine being one of the Lord's disciples? Can you imagine that the Lord picked you out and said, I need you to do a special job for me. Will you do that? How eager you would be to do that special job for the Lord. And what amazing jobs the Lord gave to the disciples to actually be able to cure people and cast out evil spirits or demons. Imagine that. Imagine that you could come to a village where the Lord had sent you. I want you to go to this village. And you came there and you met some sick people. Maybe the sick people knew you were sent by the Lord. So they would come to you and you could put your hands on their heads and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I heal you. And they would be better. Or you could command the evil spirits, leave this person in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had to leave. And the person was free. Imagine how wonderful that would be. And equally important, the disciples taught people about heaven, about the kingdom of God. Because in those days, hardly anybody knew anything about heaven. So they taught them, we weren't just created to live in this world. The Lord wants us to come with him to heaven forever. What wonderful news. And this is how you come. You repent of your sins. You can repent. You don't have to keep doing the same bad things. You can stop because the Lord will help you. Amazing to think of how wonderful it would have been to be one of the Lord's disciples. Now, why did the Lord call together his 12 disciples again at his second coming and send them out through the whole spiritual world? It's because the Christian church that the Lord used his disciples to begin, that Christian church had gone through its whole day and had come to its night. The Christian church had fallen into ruins. And people didn't even know who God was anymore. They didn't know that God is the Lord. They didn't know how to go to heaven. They hardly knew anything about heaven. They didn't know that they should and that they can repent of their sins to come to heaven. They didn't know that. And so the Lord called another one of his disciples, a new disciple, Emanuel Swedenborg, and he asked him to write down the heavenly doctrine for him. And then the last work of the heavenly doctrine is called True Christian Religion. And while Swedenborg was writing this book down, the Lord gathered the 12 disciples and said, I want you to come see Swedenborg and watch him while he writes this. Maybe the disciples helped Swedenborg. Maybe Swedenborg helped the disciples understand more clearly. And the Lord gave Swedenborg to write that the main point of this whole book is that there is one God who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in him, the one God. One man who is Jesus Christ, he is also the one God. That's what this book is about. And so, when the book was all finished, the first draft was finished, then the Lord called the 12 disciples and he sent them out through the whole spiritual world to teach people that the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns and his kingdom shall be for ages of ages. And Swedenborg tells us, the Lord tells us, that each disciple was given his own special part of the spiritual world to preach this gospel to, and that they were going out and doing it with zeal. That means eagerness and love. They wanted to do this job for the Lord. And with industry, that means they worked hard at it. They made sure that people really understood what they were saying. They did a good job for the Lord. Why is it so important for us to know this? Well, for one thing, the Lord is God. He really does reign over heaven and the world of spirits and hell and the natural world. There is not a single thing that can ever happen anywhere that the Lord doesn't rule over. So we need to know that. We need to know that Jesus Christ, the one who was conceived of Yehovah, born of the Virgin Mary, came into the world, was our Redeemer and Savior who conquered the hells for us to set us free, who glorified his humans so that he can hold the hells conquered forever to keep us safe. He is the one God. We need to know that. And one of the reasons we need to know that is because when we know that, then we know who to worship. We need to know who to ask for help. We know who to listen to so that we can obey him, be led by him to heaven. When we find that we've done something wrong, then we know who to ask to help us repent of our sins. And then the Lord can help us. Now, evil people prefer no God. They would rather have an invisible God, which basically is no God. They don't want the Lord Jesus Christ to be God. And so the Lord can't help them. But if we want to have the Lord help us, then we need to know who he is. So we can picture him in our minds, we can approach him, we can come to him in our life, both in our thoughts and in our hearts and in our life, the way we speak and act with each other. And then the Lord can help us. Now, do you think that the Lord is actually calling you, each one of you, to be his disciple and his apostle? Does the Lord have a special mission for each one of you, to each one of us? Does he call every single one of us with a job to do, do you think? Yes. Yes, he certainly does. He has a wonderful job for you to do. For example, you might grow up to be fathers and mothers, and there is no other job in the whole world that's more important than being a good father or mother. Or you might be called to be a good farmer or a carpenter or a doctor or a nurse or many, many, many other jobs that the Lord has where you can help other people for him. He can send you to do that job to help you. Now, all good uses come from the Lord. All power to not do what's wrong and to do what's right comes from the Lord. So when you do a good job of whatever use the Lord is calling you to, then you are showing by your life, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns. He rules over me. He rules over everything. He makes good things happen. So in that way, every single one of us is called by the Lord to help share the gospel, the wonderful news that the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns, and his kingdom shall be for ages of ages. Amen.